counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Well, Brian, we're about 4 weeks away from the end of the show for the year.
We made it.
We did it.
Episode number 215, that special number.
That's what this one
215.
Is?
215, yeah.
Oh, no, but we're four.
I know.
Then we need to add four more to that. I feel like we have to go out on an even number now, too. So 220 needs to happen at some point. And then
or
we'll
could
have,
just take off. Now we could just be done now for the rest of the year.
That's a good number to end on. No, I feel like some of the syndicates might not like that.
I don't like it.
Anytime I ever say the syndicates, I feel like I'm living the like some sort of virtual reality. The syndicates. Doesn't that sound like something from a Tom Cruise movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can. You're also about 3 months into your winter beard. You get definitely got an early start this year.
It's not. I've been growing it since last Christmas. So if
that looks like you've been
growing
this
is my winter
weeks.
Beard, it has been growing since last Christmas. But we've got some new music for you this week. We were off last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I forget. I don't even know what's going on anymore.
It's true, we were off.
But we do have some new music to give you this week. Of course, a brand new countdown. Steven's not with us this week. I believe he is in Montreal watching the first of two games, Toronto FC versus Montreal. It's the first time they've made it into, I guess this would be the semifinals. And then if Toronto wins, however the points work out, I have no idea, I don't understand soccer. But if they win, then they will go on to the MLS Cup. Didn't know.
Yeah, finals are after the semifinals.
Thanks for that lesson.
Sometimes before that, there are quarterfinals.
Oh, yeah, in which they made it through, the quarterfinals. Thanks, Brian. So anyway, he'll be back next week or in some future incarnation of the show. And we'll have our holiday special as well, which is on a Saturday this year.
Oh.
So I'm really not going to be doing anything all day. So maybe we'll just come in at 8. And
you can come in at 8. I'll see you at 3.
But let's talk about the show this week. Let's talk about what's happened on the charts, because there's been a lot. Of course, this is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Evan, Brian Cleveland, also in studio, and we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. That is where the charts come from. Brian's going to let you know there's so much more there that you can check out as well.
Yeah, for sure. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which, as always, is found at earshot-online.com, or just search for Earshot in whichever search engine you choose to use. You'll find the main feature of the site, which is the National Top 50 We Play For You selections from the top 20 most played records of the week over the next 2 hours. And this week we are counting down the charts for the week ending Tuesday, November 15th, 2016. The top 50 charts are a combination of over 30 different campus community radio stations' own top 30 charts. You can find those as well as genre-specific charts, both nationally and regionally, for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and tons more. So go and check it out at your convenience, earshot-online.com.
And you can find us online a few ways. earshot20@gmail.com is our email. facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. And @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. I'm hoping that come January, my schedule will have calmed down a little bit. We haven't really had an opportunity to do a lot of interviews. There's been some emails that we've gotten from Trevor and others, and we hope to get to those soon, but hopefully within
there's
the next...
There's some folks waiting in the wings.
There are. And I've
some
and
good new music
I'm sorry
to, bring,
yeah. to keep you waiting. We will get to you, I promise. But we will definitely do that for you as well if you want to reach out to us. So, of course, having a week off always means that we miss a week of the charts and probably means that there is more movement than normal or than what we normally talk about. How many debuts do we have?
There's actually no debuts this week within our top 20, but lots of new music. Of course, we've been off the air for 2 weeks, so tons of new records coming into the show that we haven't heard from before, and a few albums dropping off the charts, at least for this week, perhaps to return in the near future. We're at least saying goodbye to a couple, including albums from Angel Olsen, Snowblink, Elcon, and Sonic Avenues. But yeah, tons of great music coming your way in our top 20.
All right. Well, let's get it started. We'll start at number 20. Work our way up from there.
We're going to start at number 20, down from number 11 the week before. It is Croy with a track called Days. Used to Be by Ways Blood on the program for the first time is her new album, Front Row Seat to Earth. It's at number 19, falling from number 16. And Bon Iver back into the top 20, up from number 22 at number 18. Number 29, Stratford Apartments.
All right, here's Croy and Days, the name of the song from the album. It's at number 20 this week. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thinking of all listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
Sharing smoke in the stair above the hot car light,
sunshine hard on the video spot. Sure as any living dream, it's not all in what it seems, and the whole thing's hard to wait. A woman and to roll it up, to roll it up, to hold it in your fabric bag. Hallucinating Claire, nor the snowshoe out of the autumns, through the leading out the door. There's no dizzy in your way. The map and then the gap, and I told the word companion, and I make myself escape all the multitude of others. It comes always off the page. Holding on to road, no, buried on your head, a holy butterfly. So fine, so nice.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was number 29, Stratford Apartments by Bon Iver, from his newest album, 22 A Million. At number 18, up from number 22, was Justin Vernon and Crew. At number 19, dropping just a couple of spots from the week before, Ways Blood, newest album on Mexican Summer Records, is called Front Row Seat to Earth. And you heard a track in the middle there called Used to Be. And we kicked it all off this week with Croy from her new album, Scavenger. At number 20, down from number 11, you heard Days.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Canada's National Countdown Show of the National Campus and Community Radio Charts. Comes from earshot-online.com, and this is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Emmon. Brian Cleveland just gave you the first three of the set of 20. We're going to hop back into it now and give you 17 and 16, respectively. On the other side of that, Brian and I will be back to have a little chat.
All right, at number 17, up from number 26, back into our show is Groenland with a track from A Wider Space called Times of Survival. Following that will be Baggage by Drive-By Truckers. Their new one is called American Band. It's at number 16, up from number 19.
Thank you. tired, so tired. I let sleep, yeah, you got both eyes. It's not what you lose, it's what you gain. A clean slate for the willing intention. Count it down to the chase. Oh, sound aiming right at my face. I'm weak and easily wounded. These are our times for survival, yeah. I sleep between you and me. I grieve my need to carry your feelings. Only time will tell if I'm getting better at being well. Nothing matters more than taking cover from another shit storm. Pushing you to find the reason only knows that you're ready to explore. And ego only grows from the wounds you ignore. Nothing matters more, more than taking cover from another shit storm. Pushing you to the bottom. What can you expect from an empty shell in which I only dwell? Nothing matters more than taking cover from another dark storm, pushing you to the bottom. Nothing matters more than taking cover from another shit storm, pushing you to the bottom.
like an albatross I carry around. I never ever met you, but it shook me all the same. Life was better for the happiness you brought, for the joyride you took us on, the rocky roads we landed on, whiplashed by the demons that you fought.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Baggage by Drive-By Truckers. Their latest is called American Band. It's at number 16, up from number 19. And before that, kicking off that set was Grindland at number 17, up from number 26, A Wider Space. You heard Times of Survival.
So I know I said Steven's not here, but doesn't mean that we can't talk about some of the things that made news recently. And one of those stories that broke was actually the death of Leonard Cohen. But he had died when we found out that he had passed away. It actually had happened earlier in the week, come to find out that he had actually been dead for a while and had already been laid to rest by the time the news broke.
Yeah, it's been almost a week and a half or so now, just after releasing his album, probably 3 weeks after putting out his album. And it just came out the other day that he had had a fall in the middle of the night, and the cause of, and essentially that was the cause of death. He went back to sleep, and then he passed away. So,
well, God rest his soul, if that's something you say. I don't know what people say anymore.
Hallelujah.
Aww, I don't know. I feel like I should play a song for him now. So it was shocking news. I think it's shocking, and it's shocking because
it's definitely one of those ones when I saw it at first, I was like, I don't believe that. I was just like, no way, what? Because, you know, the interesting part of the story was that and we did talk about this on the show with Steven a couple of weeks ago, was that in a big interview as he was releasing his album, he kind of said, I'm done now. I'm happy with what I've accomplished.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to die. Yeah. And everybody really jumped on that as like, whoa, Leonard Cohen just said he was ready to die. And then he came back and said, oh no, I was just joking. I'm going to live forever. And then a couple of weeks later, and then it also came out that he's been sick for quite some time, actually, with cancer. So yeah, go and pop on the new Leonard Cohen record. I've heard it's a really, really great album. I actually haven't had a chance to hear it yet myself, so I'll have to,
pretty dark,
have
apparently,
to check that one out soon.
Yeah, yeah. So there you go. Rest in peace, sir. You were a treasure to music in the world. And I know that if Steven was here and if we were talking about this, he would say, you know, it's just, it seems like there's been so much bad news in terms of music, but not only music, if you look at the political landscape as well. But there is some light to be shed on that, and that is Leonard Cohen's new album, so check that out. We have more music to bring your way now, and lots of great stuff so far on the charts. I must say, this week has been the best one yet of all the 50, 40 some weeks that we've done the show. I don't know how many weeks we actually have done this year so far.
Say 40.
40?
Maybe.
I'm comfortable with that number. Cool.
All right, we're going to hear at number 15, sitting still in that spot, it is We Are Wolves from the album Wrong. You're going to hear Dislocation and a track by Lisa LeBlanc called Could You Wait Till I've Had My Coffee from her new album, Why You Want to Leave, Runaway Queen. It's at number 14, falling from number 10.
Yeah.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Lisa LeBlanc. Her new album is called Why You Wanna Leave Runaway Queen at number 14, down from number 10. Here's a track from that release called Could You Wait Till I've Had My Coffee. And in the middle there at number 15, sitting still in that spot, is We Are Wolves. Your track called Dislocation. It is a track from their newest release, Wrong.
There you go. It is the time of year. I don't know if you noticed, but that time of year. You're telling me to speed it up. I feel like we're gonna have long music. I'll talk about this in the second hour. But just keep that. We'll can that right there. It's that time of year. I'm gonna follow up.
It is a time of year.
It is. It is. It's the most wonderful time of the year. That's my setup for the next hour of the program.
All right, let's get back in the music here. And at number 13, and for number 17, John K. Sampson, Winter Wheat. Here's a track called Post Doc Blues.
Went terrible. All wrong, gongle, sweat stains and stares. Leave the TV on with the sound down low. In your underwear. Don't despair, you'll get it right. Tomorrow night, Thunder Bay, baby, don't delay, your day's short, you can't afford to wait. I believe in you and your PowerPoint. I know stay away. Out on Highway 1 with the rental car. And a lot to say. Don't despair, you'll get it right. Tomorrow night, you nip a gun, maybe. Don't delay, our day is short. We can't afford to wait.
Listening to the Earshot 20, number 12. Earshot 20. Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Royal Canoe from their newest album, Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit, at number 8, down from number 11, with a track called How Long Is Your Life?
How Is Your Life.
Oh, also, How Is Your Life?
Oh, that's great. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. Quite Content in the Rut by Duotang in there in the middle at number 12, up one spot is the album New Occupation. And at number 13, up from number 17, into the program for the first time, the latest album from John K. Sampson. It's called Winter Wheat, and you heard Post Doc Blues.
There you go. That is it for the first 10 of the top 20 this week. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland also in studio. We do this countdown every week where we take the top 20 from the national top 50 of Earshot-Online. We slap a song from each of the albums onto the radio for your listening pleasure.
I like to think that we caress it onto the radio.
No, just slap it on there. just for everybody to hear.
So mean.
I know. We record and broadcast out of local 107.3 FM St. John, New Brunswick campus and community radio station. And it is aired every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus and community radio partners. And we thank them all very much for airing the program. You might also be listening if you download the program from radioforall.net, or if you podcast the show through iTunes, no matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in. And stick around, because on the other side of whatever is going to air between the first and second hour, we've got more music. And Brian will have the lowdown for you as well. And maybe a little bit more music news in lieu of Stephen being away. We'll see what happens.
And you'll tell us how it's the season.
I will. I will. Yes. My prelude in the first hour of It Is the Season. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.